congratulations today on your gold medal. How does it feel?
Yeah, it feels good to be champion in major games. Yeah, to call myself Commonwealth champion. Obviously, on Thursday I got the silver, and I'm used to coming second or third, but to be Commonwealth champion is pretty special.
And you had quite a big quilt far ahead of the field at the end of it. Did it feel like maybe it was just a bit of a cruising sort of situation?
Not necessarily. I only had a 5 or 6 second lead, I think, when I actually dived in, so it was pretty close. But yeah, you want a nice big gap, to be honest, on the last leg. Any time in case you make mistakes, and yeah, between choosing to be racing the line and actually being able to enjoy it and cruise to the line, I'd definitely go for the latter.
So you had a couple of days off between like the triathlon a couple of days ago. How did you manage to sort of recuperate and get back up and running again for today?
Well, we just had a really easy day yesterday, basically. It was a real tough race on Thursday with the heat, the hard course and everything else. So we had a really easy day yesterday, a bit of easy training, a bit of a bike ride around the sites, and then got up this morning and got ready to race again.
So, I mean, you normally would do a 10k. How do you sort of adapt to doing a mile race? Is that a different sort of set of running you were doing?
Well, you can't do anything training-wise in between the two races, obviously, because you've only got 48 hours, and the best thing you can do is recover and eat well and sleep well. But when it actually comes to the race itself, you just think of it as go as hard as you can when you hit the run. You know, we're used to racing 10k, so 30 minutes, but to only race for 4.5 minutes is completely different. So I set out in a maximum sprint and then tried to keep it going.
And you liked the loch, didn't you? You said it was really clear. You liked it, enjoyed it?
Yeah, actually was. Yeah, the end that we're swimming in has been cleaned up beautifully. The walk was so clear, you could see the bottom. And the weather we had on Thursday, it was just an absolutely beautiful day.
So what do you make of Glasgow? Is it your first visit here? I take it you've been here before, have you?
I've raced in Strathclyde, actually, 2 or 3 times before as a junior. And we've been up here a few times before, so it's not my first time here. But I've enjoyed it. Very friendly people. The loch looked gorgeous on Thursday and on Saturday, and I'll say the water was beautiful, and it was a beautiful triathlon course, so I really have enjoyed my time here.
Great, and what happens now then? You're obviously, as you finished, are you planning on staying around for a while?
Yeah, we're going to stay around for a few days, go and look at the village, try and check out some other events, and then head off probably in the middle of next week to get back to training.
Great, and any events you want to take in between now and the next 2 days?
Well, I'm a massive sports fan, so track cycling, athletics, rugby sevens I'd like to watch, it's something different, but any sport I can.
And then it's off to do the world, isn't it? Get ready for that.
Yeah, we've got the grand final, which is in 4 or 5 weeks now. So, yeah, that's the next big important thing on the horizon for us.
Great, well, good luck with that. Finally, I ran the 5K park run this morning. I'm a bit of an amateur runner. What advice would you give me to get faster?
Do some training, obviously.
I'll try.
Consistent training is the most important thing. So don't 1 week do a lot of training, the next week do nothing. Just set yourself a goal, week in, week out, do some training, or get a training partner so you can meet them after work. It makes life way easier.
Okay. I'm doing a marathon, actually, at the end of September. What advice could you give for that?
I've got nothing apart from what he said. Yeah, basically, for a marathon, it's all about running, so spending time on your feet and doing some running. So, get out, do some running, and be consistent every week. You know, if you get 5 hours of running in every week, that's a lot better than 10 1 week and nothing the next.
Great. Thanks very much. Thank you.